Senator Warner's daughter dies at 36 after battle with juvenile diabetes, other health issues. Senator Mark Warner on April 20th announced that his 36-year-old daughter had died after a lengthy illness. "We are heartbroken beyond words by the passing of our beloved daughter, Madison, 36, after a decades-long battle with juvenile diabetes and other health issues. She filled our lives with love and laughter, and her absence leaves an immeasurable void," Warner and his wife, Lisa Collis, wrote in a statement posted to social media. "We are grateful for the loving support of friends and family during this difficult time and ask for privacy as we navigate this profound loss." After a successful career in venture capital, Warner served as the governor of Virginia from 2002 to 2006. Since Virginia's constitution forbids governors from serving consecutive terms, Warner successfully ran for the state's U.S. Senate seat in 2008. He won his first race with a more than 30-point margin over his Republican challenger, Jim Gilmore, who had served as Virginia's governor from 1998 to 2002. Warner has served on several Senate committees: Budget, Finance, Rules and Administration, Intelligence, and the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee. Warner's daughter is survived by his two other children, Jillian and Eliza. Senator Amy Klobuchar called Warner's announcement tragic news. "Over the years, I got to know Maddie and her sisters, and I cannot imagine how difficult this is for them and Mark and Lisa. They were all there for her every step of the way. Maddie was such a smart and engaging person and always up for a talk," Klobuchar wrote on social media. "Prayers with the Warner family today." Former Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, and his wife, Suzanne Schulz, shared their condolences on Monday. "Suzanne and I are praying for Lisa and Mark Warner and their family today after the loss of their daughter, Madison. Our prayers are with them on this most difficult of all days," Youngkin wrote on X. Other Republicans also offered their sympathy on social media posts. "Please join me in praying for Senator Warner, his wife Lisa, and all their family and friends mourning today," Senator Mike Lee wrote. Representative Nancy Mace said she was keeping your family in our prayers.